Hey there, welcome to the James Show, News Talk 820 WBAP, now on FM at 93.3. A new survey shows that 7% of married adults haven't had sex in the past year. 4% haven't had sex in the past 5 years. What? Really? Are we just talking about people in hospice care? Are we talking about younger people? I figured everybody was still doing it if you were married. All right, let's ask an adult about this. Jennifer Hargrave's back on the show from Hargrave Family Law here in DFW. And at Hargrave Family Law, I mean, how many people come in and they're like, I can't do it anymore because they won't do it anymore?
I would say that is actually a common reason that we hear why somebody wants to get a divorce. So, yes, this not the statistics are not terribly surprising to me because we hear that a lot.
So do these numbers sound ridiculously high to you? Because if you take in, if you factor in couples who engage in sexual activity, what they labeled on a very infrequent basis, all these put together, about 15% of people who are married aren't regularly having sex.
Yeah. You know, I mean, people's lives get busy. There's a whole variety of reasons, right? And I guess it's not surprising because, again, I hear about this quite often. I think the thing that worries me for people is if they're living in a marriage where they're not getting those needs met and they don't know what to do, right? They feel stuck. They don't know how to have the conversation with their partner. If both parties are okay with not having sex all the time, then hey, man, that's great, right? The relationship is working for them. But I think what the article highlights is that there are a lot of people who are very, very miserable in their marriage and they just don't know what to do about it.
Well, what is there anything to do besides divorce? Like, what do you tell them before they go the divorce route, Jennifer?
Yeah, I think the first thing is to be able to communicate about it. And if you can't talk to your partner about what your needs are, right, then that's a signal that maybe you need some help in the communication department. And there's no shame in that. A lot of couples do. Communicating with a life partner over a long marriage can definitely have its challenging seasons. And so having a therapist work with you both could be really helpful. You know, there are a lot of physical reasons why a sex drive may wane. And it's important to talk about that, too.
Like health, right? Reasons? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, especially, you know, in the middle years, some hormonal changes that are happening come over the sex drive. But also it can be a sign of more significant issues like heart issues. And so it's just important that, you know, you get that checked out. And if you're the one with the lower sex drive, you know, make it safe to be able to talk about that with your partner. There can feel like there's a lot of shame and a lot of embarrassment. And you just end up avoiding having those conversations. And that's the thing that I think is really sad when relationships fail because people just didn't know how to connect with their partner on significant issues.
Here's something else that shocked me, Jennifer Hargrave, is the complaint of involuntarily being celibate was split almost evenly between men and women. I cannot believe there are men out there who are just not interested.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. That doesn't surprise me. Because we hear from both sexes, both genders, about the concern. And again, I think, you know, with men, it's the health issues and then just emotional issues too. So, you know, men are not immune from having a waning sex drive. And I think in some ways there's even more shame associated with it because we expect men to, you know, be more driven sexually, more motivated sexually. And so when a man isn't, that can be, you know, a source of embarrassment.
Yeah, and they shouldn't be embarrassed about it. You know, if I could devote the rest of my brain power to productive activities, I might have cured cancer by now. I'm kind of expecting for this to wear off. Do you see a lot of couples who are still old? And I mean, not old like my age. I mean, for real old, still at it?
No, fortunately, I don't see a lot of old couples still at it, but thank you very much for that. I think it's a good question. I would love to have more conversation about that from older couples. I don't know the answer to that. I'm not old yet myself, but I don't know. You know, that's a really good question. I think that would be a really interesting area of studies is to see, you know, how long a good, healthy sex drive can continue into the later years.
Well, something icky, uncomfortable I found in clicking through the survey data is we're now learning that the older generation, and I mean like 70-year-olds and stuff, are learning about ways to pursue these similar interests in a cyber fashion. Is that causing some problems in the relationship arena?
Absolutely. I think that online, cyber, yes, we definitely see that as a problem in many marriages. And I think one of the things that we just need to be aware of, and I think we need to learn more about, is how accessing porn kind of changes the enjoyment of sex, of a healthy sex life, just because of, you know, when you're exposed to all the images and so forth. I know there are studies that have shown that. But I think it's important conversations to be having, especially with our young people who are growing up in an environment when sex is so readily available to them through their handheld devices.
Well, if someone doesn't want to hear about, oh, I don't want the therapy or to be rehabilitated, I'm ready to end this, what do they do?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, if you're in a place where your marriage is not fulfilling for you, I always advise that people end the marriage before they pursue other activities with other people outside of the marriage, just because it can make the divorce process a lot more complicated when we're dealing with issues of infidelity. But it's not at all uncommon. I think if you're not being satisfied in your marriage, you need to know that you're vulnerable to, you know, attractions outside of your marriage. And so it's a normal, if you're in a healthy, you know, sex place, it's normal to be responding to people, especially when you're not getting that at home.
Does that hold any weight, though, in divorce court? You know, among the complaints is they weren't, you know, doing it?
You know, our judges really don't want to get into it too much because there's just not, it doesn't carry that much weight. So that's always a defense. If somebody was unfaithful, then of course they blame their spouse for why they're unfaithful. That's common, but not terribly probative and not very helpful in the divorce context. But that doesn't mean it won't impact your divorce proceedings. So, you know, a spouse who finds out that the other spouse has been cheating, that can bring a lot of heartache, a lot of, you know, emotional stuff with it that's hard to heal from.
All right. Well, if this has destroyed your marriage, call Hargrave Family Law in Dallas. Thank you, Jennifer Hargrave.